And today we're going to talk about the Erickson Public Library. We are joined in studio by Mr. Z, Zach Steer. Good to have you here.
Yes, it's good to be here. Good morning.
And on the phone, we've got Rhonda Kelly and Candy Nelk. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning.
They're there, both there. Hey, it's a good day for it's a good day for Jim. All right,
that's right.
We got it done. Zach, cold weather, so did it slow traffic down? You were one of the warming places, you know.
Yeah, you know, which we really appreciate that we're a warming place. I don't think so. I mean, there were obviously times in terms of our flow, but we still had in the children's department, plenty of families there, hanging out, trying to cure that cabin fever. And I know on, first floor traffic was a really good flow, too. So yeah.
Well, we had Monday, you were closed, of course.
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
Just for President's Day.
Yeah.
But right back into the cold on Tuesday.
Yeah, right back in. We've had, in this week, some successful programs, story times. It's been really great to see new families come in. And, of course, our returners, which is really great. Yeah. It's fun to watch, these little ones just grow. They start to speak. It's like, oh, cool. Good talk.
Two weeks ago, they were just going, ah.
So we have next week, of course, is our final week of this month. So just our traditional programs in the children's department, with story times. Mm-hmm. I will say this weekend, we have a really good partnership with Drake University Head Start. So for the past 10 or so years, I go down once a year to the Science Center of Iowa to do story time in the planetarium for Head Start families, and gets a pretty good turnout, almost like 800 or so families coming from at least six counties, including Boone. So I'm excited to make a return on that tomorrow evening. But then we're here also to talk about March.
Sure.
So,
can I ask?
Yeah.
Do you have anything St. Patrick's Day related coming up? Anything that might be green?
That I'm going to turn to when Rhonda speaks. Okay. She loves St. Patrick's Day. I do, too. I love the color green. How about that?
There we go.
And green jello. Yeah. There we go. Okay. But I don't, in particular, have
green eggs and ham, things like
could, that? Well, I'll say this. Speaking of green eggs and ham, we do the Boone Theater here in town is doing, Cat in the Hat. And it's the 100th anniversary of the Cat in the Hat this year. So on Wednesday, March 5th, at 10 a.m., the Cat in the Hat will make an appearance and for story time, but just only on Wednesday the 5th. The evening before, we'll have a family fun, and I've been really intrigued by testing out different types of art mediums, what attracts families to come out. Ice painting was something new to everybody. They're like, what do you mean painting with ice? So now we're going to paint with salt, salt painting on March 4th at 6 p.m. It's pretty fun. I've done it a few times before. And we'll just mosey on through the month with our Wednesday and Thursday story times at 10 o'clock. Also, the 7th and the 21st. And the 21st is during the week of spring break. We'll have our music and movement program as well. I do have something special. I know Rhonda will probably talk mostly about the spring break programs.
Sure.
But we have a special family fun, which is on Tuesday, March 25th. So we go from the 4th, and then we'll have something during spring break. But on the 25th, we have a piloted program that we started actually in 2019. So we're still moseying on through. But this year, we're pretty excited because our friends at Boone Rotary Club and Boost Together for Children provided funding, significant funding, for our friends at both the public and parochial preschools. Little Engines is our goal to help with family engagement, provide activities for families to do together. So families have received so far four different books, four different activities from a variety of community partners. All of that they get to keep at no charge. I will be, along with some other volunteers, including from the Rotary, dropping off five additional activities before spring break. And then they track everything on Beanstack. And it's pretty exciting. With that funding, we're able to provide three different types of community programs. Two are coming up, but one is happening next month on the 25th. Our buddy Clifford hasn't been to the library in some time.
Been a while.
It has. So Clifford the Big Red Dog will be back at the library on Tuesday, March 25th at 6 p.m. It's called Create with Clifford. So we'll do story time. We'll have some really neat and cool art activities. There will be a free book will be provided while supplies last. So we're really excited. This will be not only for our families a part of Little Engines, but also just for the community as a whole. So pretty excited about that. And then we are going to change our story. It's been a while for the story walk.
Yeah.
Because it's been cold and
I don't know how many people were out there walking during the
I mean, for those who are, great. Good for you. I mean, that's great.
That know how to layer.
Our March story to walk is a book by the fantastic author and illustrator Todd Parr, and it's called The Spring Book. That was ingenious for a title. But it's a really a creative book, and our story walk is located north of the swimming pool in McCose Park. I will say, you know, we're always looking for sponsors. We haven't had any in a while, and so if you're interested in that, you can give us a call at the library, speak to myself or the library director on that. But something very special is going to be happening with our story walk in the coming months, and more on that to come. But yes, we will. I'll say this, and then I'll leave it to Rhonda to tell about the fantastic programs. We will have tons going on during spring break.
Okay.
So that is what I have for today.
You're going to keep pretty busy just with your regular things.
You know, we do. All of us are quite busy, so thank you.
I got to ask, have you guys been kicking around ideas about summer reading yet?
Have we been kicking?
Okay, I just thought I'd confirm.
Always.
Always doing that.
Yes,
too, so.
Thank you.
Right. Well, let's get Rhonda on here. Rhonda?
Yeah.
Sounds pretty busy here coming up in March.
Yes, we always like to keep everyone busy in the community and have lots of fun things going on. I will say we are still continuing with our Early Out Crafternoons, which is the first Wednesday of the month drop-in program at 2 p.m. So this is kind of the first of my Leprechaun St. Patrick's Day themed activities. Like Zach said, it's one of my favorite holidays. So we're going to have St. Patrick's Day themed craft items out and just open for them to come be creative and create something fun. We are, of course, have Mindful Monday every Monday. We've been exploring the book The Happiness Project by Gretchen Rubin. So we'll be having the March chapter during the month of March, and then also continuing on with the Great Courses Practicing Mindfulness sessions as well. That's every Monday at 7. Let's see what else fun stuff we have going on. Walking Club continuing. This will be our last month in March that we'll be at the Eastern Star Wellness Center. And then hopefully the weather holds up for April for us to venture back outside. But we are very grateful and thankful to Eastern Star for providing the indoor walking track. Because that is a really nice one, especially when it's been super cold.
Yeah.
For us to be able to be indoors and not have to worry about ice or anything like that. So Walking Club is open to all ages. It doesn't matter if you're a member of the Eastern Star Walking Center. And we host Walking Club the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 9 a.m. So come on out. It's just a great way to socialize, get some exercise in. That's good for your mental health and physical health. So just we highly encourage you to come out.
Yeah,
and,
just to get out and be around doing things with others. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So it's been a nice little program. We're enjoying hosting it. So, and Rory Readers, if you are looking for an online book club option, you can sign up on our website calendar to get the Zoom link. We meet the second Wednesday of the month, so in March it will be March 12th at 7 p.m. And we have people attend that not just from Iowa or the Boone area, but from all over. So if you have a friend who you thought would be fun for them to, you know, come to book club with you, but you don't live close to each other, this is a great option for you. So you can join us for our open book discussion. Just come and talk about what you've been reading recently.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Yeah, and then Zach's been hinting at our fun week of spring break programs. So there is definitely an ongoing theme here. We'll be showing a few movies that week. We are not able to say the titles here on the radio, but you can visit our website calendar. You'll be able to find them there. You can also come pick up a printed calendar at the library when they're available for the movie titles. I will say Monday, March 17th, the beginning of the spring break week, will be the first movie. And all I will say is follow the yellow brick road to watch this 1930s classic. And I'm sure you can take what you will out of that.
Yeah.
and all our spring break programs we're doing at 2 p.m. We thought it would be nice just to kind of have at the same time every day. And there will be popcorn with that movie. And everything for spring break is also all ages. I do want to emphasize that.
Okay.
Families, grandparents, kids, tweens, teens, seniors, adults, come on out and join us. So The Tuesday the 18th, we're going to have a little bit of a dance party. We'll be playing the soundtracks from both the movies that we'll be playing that week. So you can just come and sit and listen or come and, partake however you will, but just come and have fun. Wednesday the 19th, 2 p.m., is the second in our movies, and it is a musical that was fairly recently released. That goes along with the theme. So
That goes along with the theme. Good. Very good.
Yes.
Well, we'll just go with that.
We also, that is normally the day we host Lego Club at the same time, 2 p.m. So we are going to still have Lego Club. So if the movie is not your thing, the room beside the movie might be a little noisy, but that's fine. You can still come and create with some Lego. And then the next day, Thursday, will kind of be the conclusion of that week of programs. And at 2 p.m., we'll be hosting trivia. So trivia based on both those wonderful movies. Prizes will be available. And again, that's open to all ages. So, And that's the same day that we normally host our brain break / freeze dance program, which kids and tweens have really been enjoying. So we're just going to keep doing that day like we normally would at 4 p.m. And that will have a St. Patrick's Day theme. So come and have some fun with some little leprechauns there on the screen. Move around, have fun, and we always serve a snack after. Don't know what that snack will be yet, but I'm sure it will be green and or St. Patrick's Day related.
Or something like that, too. Yeah. Okay. Makes sense. All right.
Yeah. And I did want to just kind of remind people that I have restarted our tag group, which is Teen Advisory Group. I'm actually calling it Tween and Teen. Because we have a really good group of middle school students that come out, and they're pretty dedicated and, very voracious readers. So, if you are in grade five or six and up, please come on out. If you want to use it towards volunteer hours, you can do that. Although, middle school students, they're still a ways away from thinking about college, but I had a couple of grade seven students come out last time, and they said one of their motivations was, they knew that this would be great when they start applying for college and put this on their college applications, that they were part of this group. So very forward-thinking students, which I think is great. But basically, we want your help in letting us know what we need to add to our collection, helping us with program, either ideas or helping us to run the programs, if you want to help decorate the teen zone, just kind of be involved with the library. So we are doing that on Tuesday, March the 25th at 4 p.m. And actually next week, our tag group for February gets together, and it's also on the 25th of February. So it'll be the fourth Tuesday of every month at 4 p.m., and we meet in the teen zone on the main floor. So we would love to have you join us.
Yeah. It's great having young people come and get involved, isn't it?
It is. It absolutely is, because we want them, to feel included here and that they see themselves, represented in the library, and that we hold fun programs that they want to attend. So, yeah.
And these are just a few of the things that you have going on. So
exactly.
We're going to dress like a leprechaun month.
Yeah.
All right. Let's check with Candy, see what she's got going on. Candy?
Hi, Jim. I did want to just put a plug in for tomorrow. The Friends of the Library have a jigsaw puzzle fundraiser, and as far as I know, they still need one more team.
Okay.
To have a full roster, you don't have to come as a team. You can just come as a single person, and you can pay at the event, cash or check. I believe it's $10 a person. I think there's room for four more people. So that starts at 9:30, but they're asking people to come at 9:15 just to get settled in. And then you'll have 3 hours to put a 1,000-piece puzzle together. So everybody puts the same puzzle together, and it's a fundraiser for the library.
Yep. How good are you? Jigsaw puzzles.
There are some very dedicated people. They bring headlamps, and they're just... They've done this before.
And this is a competition. Yeah, we don't have them knocking each other down, though, and stealing pieces off the other table. But
they're focused on.
So room for one more team, right? The four people.
Yes. But like I said, if you are just one single person and you don't have a team, come in and we'll put you together with someone.
Sure.
We'll make sure you're included.
All right. Okay. That's coming up tomorrow, Saturday.
Yep, and then on Monday you've been helping me to promote Jamie's program, our director. She'll be doing a program about the digitization of the area newspapers and how they are on our website, the early 1900s. She doesn't know if people know that you can access them from the comfort of your home and your jammies, and you can do research about your family or entertainment or sports teams. She's going to help you use that search engine, and specifically what phrases or what words or how you can key in to get the information.
Sure.
You might type in Tom Jones and nothing comes up, but if you typed in Thomas Jones, she'll just help you tweak that a bit.
Yeah. Okay.
She'll have a scavenger hunt, and it's for all ages. And it starts at 6:30.
And I know she's going to talk a little bit about what it might take to do more recent copies of the newspaper.
Right. So she'd like to add more to the collection online, but, you know, it takes money. And so she'll talk about how that process works.
All right. So, again, that's Monday, 6:30.
Yep.
And that's second floor? Yeah.
I believe second floor
meeting room. So, people want to find out more about it, show up for that meeting at 6:30 on Monday. Don't you have some writers going to be in there on Saturday morning, too?
We do. The writers are, they're a great bunch of people. They've met every Saturday in February, and they're going to meet every Saturday in March at 9:30. Several people are publishing books, and they just are asking for some help for proofreaders. Come in. Just look through their pages and before their items are published. So it's a fantastic group. We were just having them meet once a month, but they came to me and said the last few months, I think we've been doing this since November. Can we meet every Saturday? And so the location changes depending on what other programs are have already booked a meeting room. Sometimes they're upstairs. I think every Saturday in March they're upstairs except for the second one.
Okay.
And then they'll be in the first floor fireplace room.
Okay. So what do you got on the adult side things coming up?
Okay. Then, yes, I'm going to plug one more fundraiser for the Friends. It's on March 2nd. They've been bantering this idea around for a while. It's called Traveling Trivia. And it'll be at the Boone Theater, and it starts at 5:30 on Sunday the 2nd. Stop in. I believe it's $10, and they'll have snacks that you can purchase and just have trivia. I think people enjoy that. And I know Jessica Baber, she's the head of the Friends group. She is looking for other businesses that would be interested in hosting.
Sure.
Possibly the bakery and do. I know it's a theater. They're doing movie themed questions. If they went to the bakery, they could do, baking or cooking questions, history center, possibly history questions. So she's just looking for other venues in town that would be willing to host them possibly monthly.
All right. Good. So
traveling trivia.
There we go. Making
there
their
we
rounds.
Go. We have March is National Craft Month. So I'm keying in on that and offering three opportunities for that. On the 14th, Friday the 14th at 1 o'clock, you can register to come upstairs and do last chance crafts. I have lots of leftover little crafts that maybe weren't picked up or grab-and-go kits, And instead of throwing them away, I'm opening up the second floor meeting room from 1 to 4, and you can come in and pick out which craft you'd like to work on, or if you don't have time, you can take it home. But just trying to give those crafts the last chance.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Before that, though, on the 11th, Tuesday night, we'll be doing Diamond Dot Freeform Bird. So we have a good following of people that like to do the craft Diamond Dots, and I have... we've offered it many times. We have all these extra little diamonds left over, and I don't want to throw them out. So
let's try to find a use for them here. Yeah.
Don't want to add to the landfill. So we'll be doing birds, and people can come in and just design their own with the leftover diamond dots that I have.
Okay. All right.
And then the last one on that I'll be offering is on Monday, March 31st at 6 o'clock. We'll have it's a board with a doorknob, and you're going to decorate it and then hang it up to possibly hang jewelry from it, or your lanyard, or your purse, something like that.
Okay, so
Something usable. Habitat for Humanity will be back later in the month on Saturday, March 22nd and 29th at 11:30. Nan Sloan stops in to the first floor fireplace room, and she offers people the opportunity to hear about possibly having a home built with their volunteer hours and see if they qualify for that. And she actually has had... she offered that many times last year, and then finally she was able to secure someone that qualified, and they'll be getting a new home. So that was very gratifying.
All right. Good. So
she'll be there in the fireplace room on Saturday, March 22nd and 29th at 11:30. Okay. Just stop in and chat with her.
Learn more about our Habitat for Humanity that we've got. Yes. Heart of Iowa, right. Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah, and then we have a young man who's offering drop-in tech help. So maybe you have a question about your tablet or your phone or your computer, and he'll be at the library on March 3rd, 6th, 17th, and 20th. I believe those are Tuesdays and Thursdays from 4 to 6.
Okay.
And he'll just sit there and work with you and tell you about... they're Mondays.
Yeah.
Mondays and Thursdays.
Yeah, 3rd, 6th, 7th, and 20th. Okay.
Yeah. He said he helped someone in his family, an older person, and realized that maybe there was a need for that in our community. And I said, yes, there is.
Yes, there is.
And we don't always have all the resources or the staff to be able to work individually with people.
That's right.
For any length of time. So this is a great opportunity. It's free, and he's willing to help you. So bring in your phone or your tablet or your questions, even if it's about your computer, and he should be able to help you. His name is Ian.
Okay. That'll be at the Erickson Public Library. So.
Right. And besides the other programs we have every month, the craft donation days and the books at the brewery and adult book discussion, until March 15th right now on our Facebook page, you can go and sign your kiddo up for a free tree. This is the third year I've worked with the organization called Neighborhood Forest.
Okay.
They're trying to give out 100,000 free trees this year. So we are up to 124 kids that have signed up. And last year we gave out 207 trees. So of course, being the competitive person I am, I want to at least get to 208. So
get back up there again this year. Okay, good.
Yeah, so. I have not added it. The copy of the calendar that you got is a rough edition.
Sure.
And I'll be adding a QR code to it.
Okay.
So that people can go to it and just register up your kid. It's one free tree per child.
Okay.
And you can do that if you're a grandparent or... and you don't necessarily have to be in Boone if you live in Luther or Pilot Mound. Just
somewhere in Boone County.
Yeah.
Good.
Great opportunity.
All righty. Busy time. A lot of things happening. Don't forget, Jamie's going to do digitization of the Erickson Public Library's historical newspapers on Monday at 6:30. And as always, just sign up for the text messages because it's an easy way to keep up with what's happening, what events are coming up. But go on Facebook, the website. You got a lot of information available there.
Right. And it, and also every Friday now into April at DMAC, you in the afternoons from 12 to 4, we're working with VITA to try to offer free income tax services for people. You do need to register, and if you call the library, we can tell you how to do that. Or you can just drop in out at DMAC like this afternoon, starting at noon, and they'll try to work you in. But if you need help with your federal or state income taxes, they can help file them for free.
Okay. All right. So services available. Candy, thanks so much for joining us, Rhonda.
You're welcome.
And we let Zach take off already. So once again, thanks for getting us updated on what's going on coming. Well, here as we wrap up February, still got a week to go, but it's going to be very busy here in the month of March for you, too. And we don't have any days we're closed, do we?
No days.
No. It's going to be a busy month for it.
Busy month.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.